Item number three, from the Director Department of Human Resources relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. As you'll see in this packet, the first page is the reclassification report. There are four positions that were reviewed by my department in terms of changes to the position and grade changes. The zoo was a change to a lower grade. There are two from the county board as well as one from DAS that represented significant changes in duties that created a higher grade level. And the next few pages are the DAS documents that support the financials behind those changes. If you flip a little further in the packet, you'll see the advancement within the pay range report. And these are requests from managers to increase pay levels of certain employees based on, you know, their work, their experience, their performance, and general retention given the market. And then moving further through the packet, again, you'll see the DAS supporting documentation. The very last page, I just wanted to point out, it says reallocation report on it. However, that document is an older draft that was meant to, was replaced by one of their documents. For some reason, it made it into the packet and should pass, so that's a duplicate. And then the very back page is the revisions to the ECP report, and there are none. No revisions there.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I just have a general question, and you know, the past, now you have 4 years to make your stamp here. When you look at all these reclasses, et cetera, how involved are you? I mean, as long as the department has the money, I mean, that's one criteria, as long as the department has the money to do this, I suppose it's easy enough to do. But, I mean, do you really spend some time looking at it? Does it really make sense? Does what they say really jive with what the parameters you have on steps and stuff? I mean, so I'd like to see or ask what you're going to do in that area for how. You know, somebody's got to look at these carefully, and I hope your staff does. Or what is your procedure going to be? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. There's a thorough review right now done of the positions and the requests that are coming through, because really the equity in terms of when we look at positions across the county, we can't have certain jobs getting out of whack with others. We need to ensure that the grades make sense. The challenge that we have is we're in the process of developing new procedures and of hiring a compensation manager to really redesign our procedures and approach to ensure that we are reviewing all jobs across the county in kind of level setting. My hope is that moving forward we won't see so many of these because we'll have done a very thorough review and ensured that everything is in line. So there's a lot to come in that area.
Well, I see Mr. Session in the crowd. Just make sure he gets something to do. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions or comments from committee? It says here that this will be implemented unless anyone objects. It appears we have no objections, so